just beautiful weather tonight and being able to just enjoy it and have fun out there.
Keep it a safe summer again begins at 5:30, and we hope to see you there. It is 6:44. Pleased to be joined this morning by Mr. Casey Woods, Director of Emporia Main Street. Casey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good today. Doing good. Thanks, as always, for taking some time to join us. What, just back from a national convention, huh?
Yeah, just back from Richmond, Virginia, and had some great sessions there where we made some contacts with some national funding conduits and got to learn about some new strategies that communities are employing throughout the country. And we're always about that R&D, rip off and duplicate. So it was good to be able to talk shop with other Main Street directors and then do some trade outs for some programs that we have versus some programs that other communities have. And it's always a great measuring stick where we can see where we're at from a community or regional perspective versus other areas and where areas that we can improve and areas that we're doing well. So it was good, and then came back to a mountain over on my desk. So,
there's that mountain. I just want to say your modesty is admirable, Casey, but we do know that Emporia Main Street, even at the national convention level, not only is there to absorb information, but you present quite a bit, too, because, you know, Emporia Main Street has been spotlighted and talked about across the country and all the programs and success we have enjoyed here. So take a bow for that, my friend. I know that you're very actively involved and are kind of the top of the Main Street heap here across the country. So well done.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we're coming back to an active, well, it's always active in Emporia, but there's a lot of activities that are coming up, especially with the Unbound Gravel week that is just about upon us. So we already see bike riders in town. People have seen the increase in bike racks everywhere. So we're excited to welcome those people into the community and as they prepare for their big race, or as it rains, sometimes they're preparing at local pubs. So that's great to see them spending a little extra money while they're in town. But we'll have some activities this next week with our chalking event, and we'll make some calls on that as we see weather reports get a little closer. Of course, Main Street always works on the finish line party, so we've got still some spaces available for some food vendors to get involved with that, and you can contact Emporia Main Street for that, and we're looking forward to that big June 4th activity, and then the Unbound group will handle their expo the Thursday and Friday before in the downtown area. So we're expecting big crowds for everything. And if KVOE could keep the weather clear for us, that would be great.
We will do whatever we can. And that expo is bigger and better than ever. They're really excited about the expo. That is pulling in a lot of bike vendors, parts vendors, accessory vendors from all over this great land of ours. So that's going to be a spectacle downtown. There's no doubt about that.
It will be, and a lot of those people will talk to about our fabrication lab, and we've held our first donor open house for that. We've got other open houses that are coming up so people can experience the lab and look at the technology, but this is an opportunity for local entrepreneurs that have a product idea to work through the prototyping process. We're working with existing businesses to diversify their product lines, come up with new product lines that are unique for their businesses to allow for extra sales and extra traffic. And then there's an educational component where obviously, everything is moving more towards technology and automation, and getting people involved with different tech processes allows them to, one, learn about our educational institutions where they can learn more about some of the different tech that we have and get certified and get better jobs. But to just prepare themselves for a future where tech is more integrated into their workplace. So Our fabrication lab manager, Jeremy Wharton, has been really busy with some of his different projects back there, and we're encouraging people to come out, not first Friday, because they're not holding it first Friday, but second Friday.
Yep, second Friday.
Second Friday, we'll be hosting some activities back in the fabrication lab where people can check that out. And then there's all sorts of different business support mechanisms that are coming out, both at a state and federal level. Be looking at EmporiaMainStreet.com or sign up for our newsletter, and we'll go through some of those different pieces for new support mechanisms, grants, tax relief, other sorts of different things coming up as we get additional training. And then our jobs board has been bustling lately, so you can go up onto EmporiaMainStreet.com, and if you're a local business and want to post something, you can, or it's a good way to have locals post their skill sets. So if anybody wants to hire somebody temporarily to do some basic things, they can post their skill sets for businesses to look at and potentially hire on a contract basis.
All right. So is anything sprouting in your incubator space?
Yes. They are, and you should look for a press release probably next week on that.
Okay. All right. Very diplomatic. Diplomatically played by Casey Woods there. Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that, Casey.
We are really excited about it. We've had some great interest in the incubator space, and this will be something different, but we feel like our next incubated business will have a tremendous community impact, and we're excited about it.
Well, something different coming from Emporia Main Street is not anything new. We know that. So, Casey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here. Speaking of something different, I don't know, Miller Lite has come out with a beer-infused charcoal called Beer Coal.
Huh?
Yeah. I like the slogan, though, turn Miller time into griller time.
Ha!
$12 a bag. They're selling them online. They sold them out. I don't know how many they had originally, but I guess they infuse these charcoals with their beer, and it gives kind of a beer flavor. I don't know. It seems like a stretch to me.
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine what that is, but I'm sure they spent a lot of money developing that. So.
Hey, I do want to give a thank you to all who have donated so far to Ron's Ride to benefit Special Olympics, which will be happening a week from tomorrow. Man, I can't believe I have waited this long to start my training. It's just about here. Yeah, I'll be fitted with that bike just out in front of Emporia State University next Thursday morning. And, you know, the exciting part is the march down Commercial Street with the Special Olympians as they get to carry the State Games torch that is part of the law enforcement torch ride and run that happens. As the Special Olympians, I can tell you this much, they are pumped. It has been a few years since they've been able to have the State Games down in Wichita, and they are back, and it is a good thing.
They're ready to go.
They have been training. So they are set to go, and if you have some time next Thursday morning, please, you know, get the cowbells out and show your support to the Special Olympians as they march down Commercial Street. And, of course, the law enforcement guys, they're the heavy lifters here, led by John Kels, our Lyon County Undersheriff. They'll be traveling to the Coffee County line to pick up the torch on Wednesday and then ride it back to Emporia, and then the following morning they will go from Emporia to El Dorado. That's an effort.
Wow.
And they do that every year.
That's a haul right there.
So they there's no half in with those folks.
No.
So Ron's Ride every year to benefit Special Olympics. If you want to donate a dollar, that's fine. Five. However you feel comfortable, how much you feel comfortable with, all goes to Special Olympics. And their march down to the State Games in Wichita, not this weekend, but next weekend. You can call me here at the station, or you can log on to KVOE.com. And there's a picture of a really thin bike rider, the homepage, obviously, that is not a portrait of me. But you can click on that. All the information on how you can donate is there. You can donate online. That simple, that easy. And I thank everyone in advance who have donated to the cause. We have raised probably close to $30,000 over the past 10-plus years with our ride with Special Olympics. And I'm excited again to let you know that tomorrow morning, right here, we'll be talking with John Kelsch, and also we'll be auctioning off Evora Wheeler Pies and Cinnamon Rolls.
There we go.
That's the deal.
There we go. That'll be part of your training right there.
Enough said. Thanks. I'll take that. I'll take that. So tomorrow morning, Evora enters the fold. Always excited to work with Evora, and of course, can't top those pies and cinnamon rolls that Evora bakes, that is for sure. So Ron's Ride, Special Olympics, auction tomorrow. And again, log on to KVOE.com or give me a call here at the station. I'll come and pick it up, too, if you want to make a donation, whatever it takes. And thanks in advance for your support. It is much appreciated.
Absolutely.
654, 58 degrees. Stay tuned. Greg Ray in with sports next.
Attention mechanics. This is Trey, and we're looking to grow our team at Summers Auto Plaza. We're hiring ambitious all-star mechanics for our